Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Watch out. Watch out. This is what Peter says. Be self-controlled and alert. Keep awake. Keep a grip on yourselves. Don't sleep. Don't drift. Be self-controlled. Run your life. Don't let your life run you. Be in charge of events, in the sense, don't let events run you. Don't let life just drift over you. Be self-controlled and alert. Awake. Don't let just things just drift along without taking a grip on them. Take a grip. Get a grip. Alert. Be on the qui vive, awake, alive, aware. Don't just drift along, wasting life. Why? Because the believer has an enemy. Your enemy, yes. We have a foe in the world. I know he's a creature of fun, a cartoon figure, a piece of mockery. In the past, of course, witch finders and such like. Yes, I know there's a lot of history here, but the truth is there is such a person as the enemy, the devil, and he does prowl around like a roaring lion, and he is looking for prey, someone to devour. And of course, the person who's asleep and drifting and just letting life just pass over them, just prone to this devil's wiles and power. He's watching, he's probing. He's stalking. Now, the devil is not a lap puppy or a little lamb. Peter is clear. Or a roaring lion. Mighty. A devastating foe. A hunter. A devourer. This is what the believer is facing. The believer, the moment he enlists in Christ's, is in Christ's army. He's engaged in a battle, and he's at the front line. He's not sitting with the generals 20 miles back. He's in the front line. He's in the trenches, or whatever it is. He has no option. As soon as we come into Christ, we have an enemy. The enemy is onto us. And I believe he attacks in the beginning, throughout our life, and even at the end. We have no choice about it. We are engaged in this fight. We can't opt out. We can't say, oh, well, I'm on embarkation leave or I'm on demob leave or something. No, no, we're in the front line all our days. Unbeliever, you have no idea what it is to be a Christian. You see, you're in comfort now. You don't have this enemy. He has you, and you're led captive by him at his will. But we as believers know that he is trying to get us back captive under that will. Once we were slaves too, but Christ has set us free. But Satan's forever trying to drag us back, lure us back, devour us back in any way, back into his realm. This is the time of battle and warfare for the believer. The time for his rest will come. It's an eternal rest. But the battle, the warfare, now. Unbeliever, be warned. Now is the time of your rest. But the battle, the warfare, the onslaught will lash upon you in the day of judgment. I warn you of it. Oh, will you not turn to Christ now? It will make the devil an enemy, yes. But it's much better to have him as a foe than a friend. Brother and sister, this is not a holiday camp. This is a war zone. And we're in it to the day Christ calls for us.